presidents. He says the state of our nation is strong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have to be the nation we've always been at our best. Optimistic, hopeful, forward-looking.
And President Biden touted economic progress.
We have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
And he called for unity.
But the president was at times challenged by House Republicans over his assertion GOP lawmakers aim to slash Social Security and Medicare.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look.
Republican leaders have insisted cuts to the entitlement programs are not part of spending reform sought as part of a debt limit agreement.
Now, the Arkansas governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, gave the Republican response.
From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you.
Speaking of China,
we seek competition, not conflict.
He did not mention the Chinese spy balloon shot down Saturday, but the president said we will protect our country.
In a robust response, Beijing saying the relationship must not be wholly defined by competition, warning the U.S. it would not be responsible to try to hold China back.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The president also led a standing ovation for Ukraine's ambassador, saying we'll stand with them against Russia for as long as it takes.
We unite in NATO. We build a global coalition. We stood against Putin's aggression.
It's now up to over 11,000 people dead in earthquake devastated Turkey and Syria. That's someone else rescued alive as crews keep sifting through the rubble. A historic shot on a basketball court in L.A.
The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
The call on TNT is LeBron James passed the all-time scoring leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was watching courtside. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now, President Biden got big cheers from Democrats last night in the State of the Union address several times, especially when he renewed his call for stricter gun laws.
Ban assault weapons now. Ban them now. Once and for all.
He also again called for federal policing reform after Tyree Nichols' death in Memphis following a police beating last month. Nichols' mother and stepfather were in the audience last night. Five now ex-cops are charged in Nichols' murder. In New Jersey, there will be a memorial service today for a councilwoman whose death remains a murder mystery.
Flags will be flown at half-staff today for Eunice Jumfort, the Sayreville, New Jersey Republican council member who was shot to death last Wednesday in her car outside her home. A memorial service is set for this evening at Epic Church International in Sayreville, and the mayor and council have invited the public through a post on the borough's website. Jumfort, who was 30, was first elected to office in 2021 and leaves behind a 12-year-old child. No arrests have been made in her killing, and no motive has been released. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's an empty cell on Missouri's death row after a man who had claimed he was innocent was executed after the St. Louis prosecuting attorney rejected a new hearing, saying those claims are not based in fact.
Last-minute appeals unsuccessful. Leonard Raheem Taylor was strapped to a gurney at the Missouri State Prison and injected with a lethal dose of pentobarbital for killing his girlfriend Angela Rowe and her three young children in 2004. Rowe's sister Jerwan was one of eight family members who witnessed the execution. She called it justice served.
It don't make the pain no easier, but
Taylor, in a final statement, wrote, "Death is not your enemy, it is your destiny. Look forward to meeting it. Peace." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures are down more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.